Welcome aboard Redwood Airlines. This is Kim, your pilot speaking. We'll be cruising at a volume of about 45 decibels, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready for takeoff. March brings breezes loud and shrill to stir the dancing daffodil. April brings the primrose sweet, scatters daisies at our feet. May brings flocks of fleecy lambs skipping with their mother dams. And thanks for joining me. Well, spring is just around the corner.
Oh, the moon loves the water, and the water loves the moon, and the sun loves the grass, and the grass loves the sun, and the leaves of the trees, they fall off in the breeze, and the birds of the sky, they need the wind to fly. From the blooming of the flowers to the rain and snowy showers, from the deserts to the forest, and the crickets sing their chorus, from the storms and the sea, the love in you and me, from the days and the seasons, everything you say happens for a reason. Oh, the moon loves the water, and the water loves the moon, and the sun loves the grass, and the grass loves the sun, and the leaves of the trees, they fall off in the breeze, and the birds of the sky, they need the wind to fly. From the blooming of the flowers to the rain and snowy showers, from the deserts to the forest, and the crickets sing their chorus, from the storms of the sea, the love in you and me, from the days and the seasons, everything you see happens for a reason. The water and the water loves the moon, and the sun loves the grass, and the grass loves the sun, and the leaves of the trees, they fall off in the breeze, and the birds of the sky, they need the wind to fly. From the storms and the sea, the love in you and me, from the days and the seasons, everything you see happens for a reason.
Today's first story was written by Arnold Lobel. It's a frog and toad story, and it's one of my favorites. I hope you enjoy it too.
Frog and toad were caught in the rain. They ran to Frog's house. "I am all wet," said Toad. "The day is spoiled." "Have some tea and cake," said Frog. "The rain will stop. If you stand near the stove, your clothes will soon be dry." "I will tell you a story while we are waiting," said Frog. "Oh, good," said Toad. "When I was small, not much bigger than a pollywog," said Frog, "my father said to me, 'Son, this is a cold gray day, but spring is just around the corner.' I wanted spring to come. I went out to find that corner. I walked down a path in the woods until I came to a corner. I went around the corner to see if spring was on the other side." "And was it?" asked Toad. "No," said Frog. "There was only a pine tree, three pebbles, and some dry grass. I walked in the meadow. Soon I came to another corner. I went around the corner to see if spring was there." "Did you find it?" asked Toad. "No," said Frog. "There was only an old worm asleep on a tree stump. I walked along the river until I came to another corner. I went around the corner to look for spring. Was it there? Asked Toad. No, said Frog. There was only some wet mud and a lizard who was chasing his tail. You must have been tired, said Toad. I was tired, said Frog. And it started to rain. I went back home. When I got there, said Frog, I found another corner. It was the corner of my house. Did you go around it? Asked Toad. I went around that corner too, said Frog. What did you see? Asked Toad. I saw the sun coming out, said Frog. I saw birds sitting and singing in a tree. I saw my mother and father working in their garden. I saw flowers in the garden. You found it, cried Toad. Yes, said Frog. I was very happy. I had found the corner that spring was just around. Look, Frog, said Toad. You were right. The rain has stopped. Frog and Toad hurried outside. They ran around the corner of Frog's house to make sure that spring had come again.
All the furry animals, 1, 2, 3, I'd like to hold them close to me. All the furry animals, 1, 2, 3, and hold them close to me. All the little birdies up high in the sky, I'd like to be like you and fly. All the little birdies up high in the sky, and be like you and fly. All the little fish, I wish I was like you, to swim up and down in the deep, deep blue. All the little fish, I wish I was like you, to swim in the deep, deep blue. All the fishes and the feathers and the furry little fellas are friends for you and me. The fishes and the feathers and the furry little fellas are friends for you and me. La 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 la.
It's spring. In April, the robin began to sing to tell the rabbit it was spring. The rabbit hopped and thumped his feet to tell the deer the air smelled sweet. The little deer ran with the bunny to tell the duck the sun was sunny. The duck swam off and gave a quack to tell the cow the leaves are back. The cow let out a long moo to tell the horse that flowers grew. The horse went trotting down the lane to tell the rooster, watch for rain. The rooster gave a mighty crow to tell the mouse there's no more snow. The mouse just made a tiny peep to tell the birds to start to cheep. Then all the birds began to sing to tell the bears, wake up, it's spring.
There's a little wheel turning in my heart. There's a little wheel turning in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. There's a little wheel turning in my heart. There's a little song singing in my heart. There's a little song singing in my heart. In my heart.
There's a little frog leaping in my heart.
see the sun rising in my heart. In my heart, in my heart, I see the sun rising in my heart. We're dancing round the world in my heart. We're dancing round the world in my heart. In my heart, in my heart, we're dancing round the world in my heart. There's a little wheel turning in my heart. There's a little wheel turning in my heart. In my heart, in my heart, there's a little wheel turning in my heart.
Five Little Tulip Bulbs, a spring rhyme.
Five little tulip bulbs about to sprout. The first one said, I think I'm coming out. The second one said, oh, what a lovely day. The third one said, I'll be up soon to play. The fourth one said, what color will I be? The fifth one said, you are beautiful to me. Up they grew right up to the sky. Let's count them together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Or we can sing it together.
Five little tulip bulbs about to sprout. The first one said, I think I'm coming out. The second one said, oh, what a lovely day. The third one said, I'll be up soon to play. The fourth one said, what color will I be? The fifth one said, you are beautiful to me. And up they grew right up to the sky. Let's count them together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, lavender's green. When you are king, dilly dilly, I shall be queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly, who told you so? 'Twas my own heart, dilly dilly, that told me so. Call up your friends, dilly dilly, set them to work. Some to the plow, dilly dilly, some to the fore.
Upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley at our garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them ring? That will happen only when the fairies sing. White corabelle upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley.
had a book here that was introduced to me. I just thought it was beautiful. I know you can't see the pictures, but I hope you'll think the words are beautiful too. And it might be one that you can find in the Humboldt County Library. It's called Take a Deep Breath, Little Lessons from Flowers for a Happier World. It's written by Allison Stoutland and illustrated by Kathy Hoffer. The crocus taught me to lead by example. Daffodils taught me that winter will always melt into spring. Tulips taught me that lots of colors make the world more beautiful. Buttercups taught me how wonderful it is to help others shine. Lilacs taught me to take a deep breath. Forget-me-nots taught me to remember others. Sunflowers taught me to be proud of what makes me unique. Dandelions taught me to appreciate life no matter where it takes me. Hollyhocks taught me that everyone can use a little support now and then. Roses taught me how to handle with care. Daisies taught me that sometimes they'll love me and sometimes they won't. Pansies taught me that a smile is contagious. Chrysanthemums taught me that summer will always settle into fall. My garden taught me that we can all live together.
Plucking the petals from the daisy, one by one, and singing out loud, do you love me, do you love me, not do you love me? It's a national pastime. I'm plucking the petals from the daisy, one by one, and singing out loud, do you love me, do you love me, not do you love me? Everybody wants to know, everybody's asking. They're asking God and they're asking Santa. And they're plucking the daisy, plucking the petals from the daisy, one by one, and singing out loud, do you love me, do you love me, not do you love me? It's a national pastime. I'm plucking the petals from the daisy, one by one, and singing out loud, do you love me, do you love me, not do you love me? Popular as a hula hoop, it's a national pastime.
In March, the warming noontime sun spells the end of winter's run. In April, springtime sets me free to splash through puddles recklessly. In May, strong branches dare me be a squirrel in the apple tree. In June, the warm earth fashions green, and insects sing goodbye to spring.
Mary went to marketing, she bought a little fish. She poured it in a crystal bowl upon a golden dish. An hour she sat in wonderment and watched its silver gleam. And then she gently took it up and slipped it in a stream. The fairy went to marketing, she bought a colored bird. It sang the sweetest, shrillest song that she had ever heard. She sat beside its painted cage and listened half the day. And then she opened wide the door and let it fly away. fairy went to marketing, she bought a winter gown, all stitched about with gossamer and lined with thistle down. She wore it all the afternoon with prancing and delight, then gave it to a little frog to keep him warm at night. She bought a gentle mouse to take her tiny messages to keep her tiny house. All day she kept its busy feet pit-patting to and fro, and then she kissed its silken ears, thanked it, and let it go.
Well, why don't you sing this next one along with me, all right? I'm going to tell you about this tree that I know about.
There was a tree.
There was a tree.
A pretty little tree.
A pretty little tree.
Prettiest little tree.
Prettiest little tree.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the tree was in a hole and the hole was in the ground. And the green grass grows all around, all around.
The green grass grows all around.
Now on that tree there was a limb. There was a limb.
There was a limb.
A pretty little limb.
A pretty little limb.
Prettiest little limb.
Prettiest little lamb
you ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
This is my favorite part. There was a branch. There was a branch.
There was a branch.
A pretty little branch.
A pretty little branch.
Prettiest little branch.
Prettiest little branch.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
There was a bough.
There was a bough.
A pretty little bough.
A pretty little bough.
Prettiest little bough.
Prettiest little bough.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
Now, what other part of the tree do you think was on that tree? I'll tell you what. A twig.
There was a twig. There was a twig.
A pretty little twig.
A pretty little twig.
Prettiest little twig.
Prettiest little twig.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
There was a leaf.
There was a leaf.
A pretty little leaf.
A pretty little leaf.
Prettiest little leaf.
Prettiest little leaf.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the leaf was on the twig, and the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in the hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
Wow, this has turned out to be a pretty long song. I'm not sure what else there was there. Oh! There was a nest.
There was a nest.
A pretty little nest.
A pretty little nest.
Prettiest little nest.
Prettiest little nest.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the nest was on the leaf, and the leaf was on the twig, and the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
The green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
Now, what do you think was in that nest? Maybe some eggs? Sitting on those eggs? That's right. There was a bird.
There was a bird.
A pretty little bird.
A pretty little bird.
Prettiest little bird.
Prettiest little bird.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, the bird was in the nest, and the nest was on the leaf, and the leaf was on the twig, and the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground.
Green grass grows all around, all around. The green grass grows all around.
Well, on that bird, there was a feather. There was a feather.
There was a feather.
A pretty little feather.
A pretty little feather.
Prettiest little feather.
Prettiest little feather.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Oh, boy. And the feather was on the bird, and the bird was in the nest, and the nest was on the leaf, and the leaf was on the twig, and the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground, and the
green grass grows all around, the green grass grows all around.
I almost couldn't sing that last one. I almost ran out of air. I hope there's nothing left to this song. Oh.
There was a flea.
There was a flea.
A pretty little flea.
A pretty little flea.
Prettiest little flea.
Prettiest little flea.
You ever did see.
You ever did see.
Take a deep breath.
And the flea was on the feather, and the feather was on the bird, and the bird was in the nest, and the nest was on the leaf, and the leaf was on the twig, and the twig was on the bough, and the bough was on the branch, and the branch was on the limb, and the limb was on the tree, and the tree was in a hole, and the hole was in the ground, and the
green grass grows all around, the green grass grows all around.
White coral bells upon a slender stalk. Lilies of a valley upon a slender stalk. White coral bells upon a slender stalk. Lilies of a valley wish my garden ring. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them ring? That will happen only when the fairies sing.
I'd like to say some goodbyes to Avery, Rylan, Finn, Max, Alma, Athena, Nova, Nigella, Nico, Isabella, Lila, Asa, Lila, Kiko, Lori, Miriam, Madeline, Josiah, Cyrus Crow, Flora, Farron, Melina Sky, India, Scarlett, Oscar, Murphy, Gracie, Nora, Ronan, Amelia, Eric, Landon, Abora, Lane, Dawes Riley, Elijah, Leyland, Caitlin, Forrest, Neela, Narrally, Denise, Jade, Maya, Savannah, Gage, Hadley, Sawyer, Zoe, Malcolm, Graham, Aiden, Adele, Pat, Jay, and everyone within the sound of my voice. So, until next time.
Thanks for listening, Red Radio Line.